Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Brought to you by the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding. They say the happiest years of your life are the teens. But I know one person who has his doubts about that. Henry Aldrich. Henry has all the troubles and growing pains that most boys go through in their high school days. For Henry is a typical American boy. Tonight out in Centerville, the Aldriches are just having dinner. And our scene opens in the dining room of the Aldrich home.
Have another lamb chop, Alice?
No, thank you.
You aren't eating anything.
Sam, I'm so tired of planning meals and cooking meals, I don't know what to do.
Chops are awfully good, Mother.
Yes, Mary.
Say, who do you think I was just talking to on the phone?
Who, Henry?
Kathleen. The folks want me to come over for dinner Saturday night.
Tomorrow night?
Sure. Isn't that a break for you, Mother?
Why for me?
Well, if I'm not here, you can just have any old thing for dinner.
What do you mean she can't?
I've got to go out in the kitchen and whip some cream.
I'll be clearing the table, Mother.
Boy, can you imagine?
Weren't any of the rest of us invited, Henry?
She didn't mention any of you.
Goodness knows the Andersons have been here often enough.
Mary, is that very kind?
But, Father, just inviting Henry's hardly any way to pay off a social debt.
Henry, would you be disappointed if you didn't go to Kathleen's?
Not go?
Have you forgotten what day Sunday is?
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
It's Mother's Day.
Oh, but Father, I'm just going for dinner Saturday night.
Well, I'd planned to take your mother and you and Mary out to dinner Saturday as a Mother's Day celebration.
You had, Father?
Now, it's up to you as to where you'd rather go.
Oh, gee, I don't want to offend Mother, but I...
You'd rather go to Kathleen?
Well, I don't know. It's a hard thing to decide. It isn't every day that mothers have a day.
Henry, if you're coming this way, will you bring your plate?
I'm not coming that way, Mary.
What would you like to do?
Well, I'll phone Kathleen. Yeah, sure, I'd love to go with you. Well, I guess I ought to get Mother something nice, don't you think?
Splendid.
Would you care to contribute anything toward it?
I contribute?
I'll tell you what. Let it be a present from the entire family.
It seems to me, son, you should have saved up for this occasion.
I have, Father. I have. I've earned nearly $5. Only I hate to see it all go at once.
Henry, I have your plate now.
I'm not through with my plate, Mary.
May I have your glass, please?
I'm not through with that either.
You may take my plate, Mary.
Thank you, Father. I'm glad somebody in this house cooperates.
Father, Father, how do you think Mother would like to have me get her a new dress?
A dress?
Sure. I don't see what would be so difficult about it. All I have to do is get Mother down to the store and just happen to take her by the dress department.
And what?
And as we go by, I say, gee, Mother, look. And she'll say, oh, isn't that one swell? And I've got it all picked out.
But supposing she picks one of the more expensive dresses?
Oh, I wouldn't mind the sacrifice. I'd just as soon spend the whole $5. I think I ought to do something for Mother. She's puts up with an awful lot from us.
Henry, Mother wants to know if you drank any milk this afternoon.
Just one glass, Mary.
Well, what you drank was cream.
Cream? Cream? See, I thought that was awful rich when I drank it.
There isn't one speck out there to whip.
She was... Well, tell her on Sunday I'll make up for everything.
Excuse me while I take this.
I'm not through with that plate.
There isn't anything left on it, Henry.
I've got my chop in my hand.
May I have your bread and butter, please?
But you're not to come any closer than that.
And, Henry, will you please eat your chop as you should?
But, Father, I waste so much when I eat it politely. Mary, you wouldn't like to go in on something real nice for Mother's Day, would you?
I plan to get Mother something alone, Henry.
What?
A blouse.
A blouse, Mary? A blouse?
Mm-hmm.
No skirt?
My goodness, I'm going to pay nearly $3.95 for it as it is.
Well, how much would one come to?
The very cheapest would be $2.95.
What?
Yes.
I wonder whether Mother wouldn't like to go to the movies instead.
Mary, I'm coming, Mother.
Father, there's an awfully good movie this week.
Oh? What is it?
The Cowboy Returns.
Yes.
I'd even be willing to blow the whole family to it.
Well, first, don't you think you'd better make sure the cowboy returns is what your mother wants to see?
Well, I'll let her have her choice. You know, Father, if we didn't go to an expensive place, I could almost take the whole family to dinner, too.
I think the movies will be sufficient.
Oh, no, Father. I know of a place where it's very reasonable. I'd be glad to take all of you. How about it?
Henry, can you make room for this dessert?
Mary, Mother can't hear me out there, can she?
Mother isn't even speaking to you.
She isn't, Mary? She will. How would you like to go to the movies Mother's Day Eve?
What's that, Henry?
Saturday night. I mean it. We're all going to the movies and to dinner. As my guest.
Really?
Ask Father.
He's right, Mary.
That's wonderful. Because I was going to take Mother down to get that blouse. And now we can meet you right afterwards.
Boy, there isn't anything Mother likes more than a party.
Here's your dessert, Sam. If you want any cream, ask Henry for it.
But Mother, that cream I drank was in a pitcher.
Well, of course it was in a pitcher.
Well, do you mind if I change the subject of cream just a second?
To what?
What are you doing Saturday night?
Dear, I'm probably cooking dinner.
You are?
We're all going to meet downtown for something.
For what?
Don't tell her, Mary. Where shall we meet?
At the Emporium Department Store at 4:45.
It's all set. 4:45.
That's going to make it terribly late for me to get home and cook dinner.
Don't worry about cooking dinner, Mother.
But what are we going to do?
Gee whiz, you wait. You're going to have one of the swellest times you ever had in your life.
Sir?
What is it, lady?
Have you seen anyone waiting here at the entrance to the Emporium?
No, ma'am. Not recently.
Oh, thank you very much. Here it is, 12 minutes after 5. I don't mind waiting so much. I just keep wondering if they haven't been in an accident.
Yes, ma'am.
It's perfect the way it
Would
is.
Would you like to buy some flowers, lady?
No, thank you.
Wouldn't you like to buy some carnations for Mother's Day?
No, thank you.
Well, you ought to remember your mother. That's the least anyone can do.
Yes. Boy, can I have a paper, please?
Here you are.
Oh, on what street does the family live?
It's nobody in this town.
Oh, then I won't need the paper.
Alice, why have you been waiting here at this entrance?
Sam, where on earth do you think I'd wait?
Well, I've been standing around the corner.
But that's not the main entrance, Sam.
Well, Alice, that is certainly the main entrance on that street.
Well, at least you're safe. That's something.
And the thing for us to worry about is my car.
Well, what's happened to that?
I left it 30 minutes ago in a 15-minute parking space.
But that still isn't as important as Henry and Mary.
Well, they're probably at the entrance all the way around on Market Street.
Well, go around and look, Sam.
Where will you be?
I'll wait right here. I won't move one foot.
Lady, like to buy a box of candy for Mother's Day?
No, thank you.
They're hand-dipped and cherry-filled?
No, thank you.
Like some hazelnuts?
No, thank you.
Fresh chocolates with cherries for your mother.
Gee whiz, Mother, where have you been?
Right here where I was supposed to be, Henry.
Imagine that.
Where have you been?
Just inside the door.
Why, dear? Did you wait in there?
But, Mother, I think the inside of a door would be the only logical place to wait for someone.
Well, couldn't you have at least looked outside?
I finally did, and there you were. Where's Mary?
I have no idea where she is.
Where's Father?
Your father's gone round to the Market Street entrance to see where you are.
I? Why would he look for me there?
Well, dear, you certainly weren't here, were you?
Well, Mother, I was here. Oh, I don't mean to argue with you, but all that's been separating us is that door.
Yes, Henry. Now, supposing you take this nickel and go inside and telephone and see whether Mary has left the house yet.
Yes, Mother.
Tell her the store closes at 5:30.
Yes. X-ray
face for
young girl, disappear.
Boys!
Mother, am I terribly late?
Where have you been, Mary?
Joe Graham dropped in just as I was leaving. I thought he never would go.
Yes, dear.
Shall we go in and do our shopping?
Well, not until Henry and your father get back.
Where are they?
Henry's phoning you, and your father's waiting for you around on Market Street.
Well, isn't that ridiculous, Mother?
It certainly is.
What have we got to do now? Wait for them until I get back?
I'm afraid we have, dear. Now, at least one of us better. You stay right here while I go around and get your father.
Can you find him?
Well, of course I can find him. Now, don't move until I get back.
No, Mother. Pardon me, sir.
What do you have, lady?
Aunt Mother, it would take me more than 3 minutes to run in and get one.
As to that, I couldn't say.
Oh, dear. I wonder where...
Mary,
Mary, where is your mother?
Father, where did you come from?
Where do you think I came from?
Well, Mother just went around after you.
Now, what did she do that for?
So we wouldn't have to wait so long.
Well, where's Henry?
He's inside phoning me.
What's that?
Don't you think I ought to go in and tell him I'm here?
You wait where you are. I'll go in.
Yes, Father. Flowers. Flowers for Mother's Day. Fresh carnations.
Mother, I'm going to need another nickel. Gee whiz, Mary, where's Mother?
She's gone after Father.
Where's Father?
He thought you were phoning.
Yeah, but Mary, I couldn't get you.
Of course you couldn't. I'll go get Father.
How long will he be gone?
2 minutes. And, oh, Kathleen phoned you at the house.
What did she want?
Henry, did you tell her you couldn't come to dinner?
Sure I did. I left the message with the maid.
Well, Kathleen's expecting you.
Oh, gee, wish she couldn't be. She's...
Terry-filled candies for Mother's Day.
Listen, mister, are you going to be here for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Well, could you deliver a message for me? If you see a lady or a man or my sister looking for a fellow in a brown suit like this, could you tell him that I just stopped in to phone a second?
Now, friends, while Henry is reflecting on his latest predicament, I'd like to bring you a news item about something that happened the other night in one of Centerville's finest families. The headline reads, "Prominent Local Man Trapped in Raid." And the article goes on to read, "Last night, about 11:30, one of Centerville's leading citizens was surprised by his wife, just as he had tiptoed to the kitchen, raided the refrigerator, and finished eating a dish of pudding. Jell-O butterscotch pudding that had been left over from dinner. His wife was desolated, as she had been planning to eat the Jell-O butterscotch pudding today for lunch. But the culprit showed no remorse. When questioned, he merely kept repeating,
I'm glad I did it. Yes, and I'd do it again. I simply can't resist Jell-O butterscotch pudding.
Well, friends, seriously, that is just another way of saying that Jell-O butterscotch pudding is a dish that people won't be denied. Probably it has something to do with the grand, buttery, brown sugar flavor of this swell dessert. And the fact that Jell-O butterscotch pudding is as smooth as rich golden cream undoubtedly plays a big part in its appeal. At any rate, this mellow treat is a mealtime favorite in thousands of homes the country over. And I'm sure you'll find it your favorite, too. So try some real soon. You've honestly never tasted a more luscious dessert than Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Well, now, getting back to Henry Aldrich. Henry has just learned that although he's going out with his family, Kathleen is expecting him for dinner. This scene opens in Kathleen Manderson's home.
You, Kathleen?
Yes, Henry. Did Mary tell you we're having dinner at 7 instead of 6:30?
Well, didn't your maid tell you? I'm going out for dinner with my mother.
Henry.
Do you think you'll understand, Kathleen?
Do you have to go with your mother?
I'm taking her. I'm her host.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I might try. Perhaps I could eat with her real fast, see, and then come up to your house.
Well, wouldn't that make you late?
Well, what's the latest I could get there and still eat?
Well,
I guess when you stop to think of it, Kathleen, maybe that would be trying to do too much.
Kathleen? Who are you talking?
Mother! Henry, hold the line! Mother, Henry can't come next Saturday night.
Well, why not?
He's having dinner with his mother.
Why don't you have both of them come?
Hmm? Are you sure next Saturday night will be all right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello, Henry!
Yes?
Henry, my mother says to bring your mother, too.
Well, Kathleen, what'll I do with my father and Mary?
What? Well, hold the line just a second, Henry. Mother.
Yes?
Could we ask Mr. Aldridge and Mary, too?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think we should have them.
Hello, Henry.
Well?
Mother says to bring the whole family.
Oh, Kathleen, I don't think you should go to all that trouble.
No, really, Henry. Mother'd be very much offended if you didn't.
Well, they're waiting at the department store for me, I think. If you don't hear from me, you'll know we're coming.
All right. Do you understand about the time, Henry?
Oh, sure. 7:00. Goodbye, Kathleen.
exactly 20 minutes past 6.
Did that man say how long it would be before Henry got back?
No, dear.
Then where'd Father go?
Your father went down the street to get the car. That was 35 minutes ago.
Would you like to have me go down and find him?
No, dear. We're not going to break this family up again.
Well, I'm awfully sorry the store closed before I could get your blouse.
That's all right, dear. Just as long as we all finally get back together. Dear, it's starting to rain.
Goodness. Guess it's a good thing we didn't buy any new clothes.
Yes, dear. Although, please remember, I still have on the best I own.
Mother, step back into this entrance before you're drowned. Well, at least there's one consolation.
Well, I'm glad you can see one.
The restaurant we're going to after the movie serves a swell food.
Look there, Mary. There's your father. Let's run out and get in the car.
Hurry up, Allie.
Open the door, Sam. Get in, Mother.
Where's Henry?
We don't know, Sam.
Well, get in anyhow.
We can't go out and leave him.
Mother, you're getting all wet.
Sam, why did you suggest something?
Certainly can't park here, Alice.
Mother, why don't you and Father go ahead and I'll stay here?
No, Mary, you get in and I'll stay.
Both of you, get in.
Father, can't you pull up closer to the curb and let that trolley go by?
This is a narrow street, Mary. The only way that trolley can get around me is to go up on the sidewalk.
I'll get in. Come on, Mary.
Close the door.
Yes, Sam. Only what do we do now?
We've got to get out of here.
Hey! Get moving there!
Something the matter with the car, Sam?
No, not at all.
What is the trouble?
Mary, must you just sit there and ask questions? Mary Philchok, that's the step of my name. No, I do not want any cherry milk chocolate.
Okay.
You better hurry up, Father. Is that us, Sam?
It is.
Thank heavens we're moving.
Father!
Sam, stop!
Now what's the matter?
Here's Henry!
Where?
Under that newspaper.
What?
Father! Wait for me!
Stop, Sam!
I can't stop here.
Goodbye, Father! Goodbye, everybody!
Now, here's a place I can pull in.
Henry!
Wait for me. Wait until I tell you the good news.
There's no time for good news. Get in the car.
Could you move over, Mary?
Henry, why didn't you leave that wet newspaper outside?
Oh, gee whiz. Wait until I tell you the news.
Henry, all of you are simply soaked to the skin.
Mother, this is going to be a swell Mother's Day yet. We've all got an invitation to go to Kathleen's for dinner.
Really, Henry?
Sure.
Henry Aldrich, we couldn't have.
But, Mother, I just got through talking with Kathleen.
Henry, you're dripping water all over me.
Well, I can't help where it runs, Mary. The only thing I can do is sit still and let it go where it wants. How about it, Mother?
Henry, they couldn't have asked us for tonight.
Mother, Kathleen stood there by the phone and begged us to come tonight.
What do you think, Sam?
Don't leave it up to him, Mother. This is your party. Up to now, you haven't had a good time at all. But this way, you can have a wonderful evening.
What are you going to do with all the money you save, Henry?
I'm not going to save a cent, Mary. I've got it all figured out. I'm getting Mother a dress with my money.
Well, Sam, pull up someplace, and I'll telephone and make sure.
Mother, if you phone her, you'll only be wasting your nickel.
Well, are we or aren't we going?
What do you think, Sam?
It's up to you, Alice.
Mother, they always have awfully good food at the Andersons.
Of course they do, dear. I love to go there.
And there you are. Well, make up your mind, Alice.
Sam, I don't
know. Look, Mother. How many Mother's Days are there in a year?
One.
Move on there.
Yes, officer. We're just making up our minds.
Well, I'd like to tell
you. Are you or aren't you going?
I guess, officer, we are.
Hooray, Father. We're going to the Andersons.
And boy, am I hungry.
You're not any hungrier than I am.
They're all wiped and put away.
Anybody seen the evening paper?
It's in the big chair, Father.
I've been looking forward to just sitting around tonight.
Robert, do you want Kathleen to go out and get your slippers?
No, dear, I got them on. Where did I put my necktie?
Over on the lamp.
Oh, yes. Oh, I always did like this chair.
Now, Kathleen, I want you to go up and do your homework.
Now go up.
My goodness.
Oh,
Would you look at the dust on this keyboard? You know, Robert, I'm glad we let that maid go. Robert.
Well?
Look, dear, when the Aldriches come next Saturday, let's have everything just as nice as we know how.
Mm-hmm, yep. Do it up brown.
Oh, isn't it nice to have one evening at home?
Mm-hmm. Mm, I see the Dodgers won today.
Did I hear the doorbell ring?
Now, who in the world do you suppose that is?
Well, it's probably Daniel.
Well, I'm not going to answer the door.
I'm going to run upstairs.
Now, listen, Dorothy. Daniel isn't going to notice those curlers. Oh, all right. I'll go to the door.
Why don't you stop him?
Well, now, where's my other slipper?
It's way there underneath your chair.
Oh, come in. Come in. The door's unlocked.
Let him in and find your slipper later.
Oh, look at the ashes all over my breast.
Hello there, Mr. Anderson.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Is this a terrible way for us to drop in?
No, not at all. The Aldriches.
Oh, well, why don't you ask them to come in?
They are in.
Hello there, Dorothy.
Oh, well, Alice.
Sam.
Hello.
Everyone.
How do you do, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, you might as well put your things down and let's all go into the living room.
Living room?
My goodness, Alice, I was just going upstairs to take these curlers off.
Dorothy, you look lovely.
Well, here we are.
Aren't you glad now, Mother, we didn't go to the movie?
Yes, indeed.
Sit down, everyone.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
Yes. Well,
how's business, Sam?
Oh, pretty good. How's yours?
Fair.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Did I interrupt you, Sam?
No. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you didn't. What were you going to say?
Well, the fact is, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, I was going to ask Alice what movie she was going to see. Stars for Love. Oh, my dear, they tell me that's the most beautiful picture.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson, is Kathleen out in the kitchen sort of helping you?
No, she's upstairs studying.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Have a cigar, Sam?
Oh, no. No, thank you. Not just before...
Mother!
Can you
go down there?
No, dear.
It's I, Kathleen.
Oh, is that Henry? I'll be right down.
Robert, would you mind opening the window just an inch or two? You see, we had steak and onions for dinner, and I'm afraid the house will never be the same.
Steak and onions?
Do you like them, Henry?
Oh, boy, do I. Mother's very fond of them, too.
Alice, I want to show you something. This box Kathleen gave me for Mother's Day.
Isn't that lovely?
What is it, Mrs. Anderson?
I have no idea, Mary.
Looks like candy to me.
Well, if it is, I should never have promised Kathleen I wouldn't open it till tomorrow.
You did promise her?
Mother, could you come upstairs and help me a minute?
Alice, would you excuse me?
Of course.
Well, if you'll pardon me, I'll go out to the kitchen and see whether we have any ginger ale in the ice box.
Oh, Bob, don't bother. We just had dinner.
Father.
Mary, supposing he could hear you.
Well, Henry, so we were invited here for dinner.
Someplace there's been a very serious mistake.
That would be putting it mildly.
Sam, this is the most embarrassing moment I've ever had.
The thing for us to do is to get out of here.
Well, I think we should stay long enough to be polite.
Stay, Mother, as hungry as I am?
You're not any hungrier than the rest of us, Henry.
All I had for lunch was a cup of tea.
Then I didn't have anything.
Supposing, Alice, we run on before they discover the mistake we've made.
Father, do you mind if I make a suggestion?
I do. Alice, we'll tell them we're sorry, but we're going to run on to the movies, and as soon as we get away, we'll go get some dinner.
I have a sort of an apology to make to you folks, I'm afraid.
Oh, what's the trouble, Bob?
Well, here's the ginger ale, but we don't have any ice.
Now, listen, Bob, I give you my word, not one of us could drink a thing.
And besides, we're going to have to run a little...
Great it is, dear.
The fact is, Dorothy, tomorrow, being Mother's Day, we told Alice we were coming here, but we're really taking her to the movies.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Bob, why don't you and I get on our things and go along with them?
Good idea.
And we'll make it an evening together.
But Mrs. Anderson, let me explain something.
Henry?
But Mother...
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Mrs. Anderson, we'd be very glad to have you come along.
Oh, wasn't that the best picture, Alice, you ever saw in all your life?
Yes, Dorothy, and it's been the best Mother's Day party I ever had in my life.
Would you like another hamburger, Mother?
No, thank you. Three is all I could possibly eat.
Father?
Yes, Henry, just two more.
My, Henry, this was the smartest idea of yours that we drop into this little hamburger stand.
Thank you, Mrs. Anderson.
I haven't been in one of these places in years. I love them. Sam and I used to drop in all the time.
Oh, Mr., may I have the check, please?
Oh. Now, Henry, I'll pay the check. The movies were on you.
But, Mr. Anderson, this whole evening has been on me.
Yes, Henry, it certainly has.
Henry Aldrich will be back in just a moment. Friends, the next time that you want to give a party, there's no need to send out invitations. You just drop the word here and there that you're planning to make some Jell-O pudding whip. And before you can say come in, you'll have a house full of smiling guests. Yes, this swell new dessert has certainly become a big favorite, and there's every reason why it should. Because Jell-O pudding whip is wonderfully good and downright easy to make. You just take one package of Jell-O, any flavor, and one package of Jell-O vanilla pudding, and make them up as you usually do. Then chill the Jell-O and whip it as directed on the box. Next, you chill the Jell-O vanilla pudding and add it to the whipped Jell-O, beating constantly until it's blended. Then mold. And there you have a grand, inexpensive treat, serving 10 to 12 people and simply ideal for parties and special occasions. So be sure to try this new and intriguing combination of delicious Jell-O and rich, creamy Jell-O vanilla pudding. Is National Restaurant Week. Now, why not take the occasion to dine out at your favorite restaurant and climax that dinner pleasantly by choosing the most popular dessert on the menu, Jell-O pudding.
Father, do you see the Stein Bank I have?
I do, Henry.
Well, I'm going to start a savings fund.
Well, I'm delighted to hear you say that. Here is your first dime to put in it.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to save toward?
What?
A party on Father's Day.
May I have that dime back, please?
The Aldrich Family, starring as the Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. This is Harry Von Zell speaking and wishing you good night for the puddings that are tops in taste.